This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, Joe. 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Where you at? I am Dan Day, social media at Dan Day Radio. Been off the past couple of days, so you know those idle hands. I've been working on social media, doing a lot of craziness, a lot of fun, hanging out with my neighbors Giuseppe and Nathan, making some crooner albums for Giuseppe. How do I get into this stuff? I also went to the beach, drank some beers, had some fun. You can check it all out once again, social media at Dan Day Radio. On the way, the Joe Rose Show, talking to the playmaker, Michael Irvin. It's always like going to church. Michael Irvin just preaching. Can't wait to hear that. Greeny talking with NFL great Jeff Saturday, then the great Hawk and Crowder, and T.O. Solana. Right now, let me bring you the headlines. Trevor Rogers struck out 7 while Corey Dickerson hit a home run as the Marlins blanked the Brewers 8-0 last night. The two play again tonight at 7:40. Jimmy Butler's 33 points were not enough as the Heat fell to the Bulls 110-102. Miami plays San Antonio tomorrow at 8. Inter-Miami picked up their first win of the season, defeating Philadelphia over the weekend 2-1. Both Higuain brothers scored a goal in the win. The Panthers lost to the Predators 4-1 yesterday. The two play again tonight at 8. An Upper Deck Exquisite Collection RPA LeBron James rookie card recently sold for $5.2 million at auction. Enough for you? Oh, we got some day spa. A beaver in Canada recently chewed through a wire, knocking out internet service to 1,000 customers. Wow, usually beavers and the internet go together. A man balanced a garden hoe on his nose for a record 1 hour and 41 minutes. Hose and nose, I gotta get my... You know the rest. A woman has gone online to warn people to not get matching tattoos with their friends after her best friend, who she has a matching tattoo with, stole her husband from her. I'll take her. My hot mess of the day. Always a fun mess in the mornings with the Joe Rose Show. Weekdays, 5 to 10. Usually 6, though. They get here early, though, around 5 o'clock. Earlier, Joe Rose caught up with the playmaker, Miami legend Michael Irvin, talking about does size matter? Gives a little QB analysis ahead of the draft. And will the Canes be good this coming season?
Former Cane and Cowboy Hall of Famer, former first rounder, 11th overall pick, and now with NFL Network. Boy, that's a lot of stuff, Michael, you've done. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well, man. Anytime I get a chance to be on your show, things are good. When I'm getting the chance to talk with you, bro, it's all good.
Well, listen, we feel the same way about Michael Irvin, man. It's always great. Hey, by the way, I got so much to talk to you about. I might as well get it down here. The Dolphins are expected to take a wide receiver. Big guys, skinny guys, we've heard it all. Are you bothered, especially with the new rules of football, really protecting receivers, unlike when you played? Does it matter, the size, as much?
No, nowhere near as much, Joe. That's what I was just telling everybody. I'm saying, like, the game has changed. The game has changed so much, you know. I mean, at the point of attack, which is where the ball meets receiver, since you can't separate ball and receiver, now you have to wait on them to catch the ball. So, and also, what we're calling receptions. You get guys on a jet sweep with a tossed ball, that's a reception.
Yeah.
That's a reception. You get a guy catching the ball 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, he didn't run a route on anybody. That's a reception. So get this. Last year, the fourth receiver went first. The fourth receiver went first. Henry Ruggs was not better than Justin Jefferson, Jerry Jeudy, or CeeDee Lamb, but he was first off the board because of these rules that we are talking about and because of the speed that he has that I call the Tyreek Hill effect. Now, if it happens this year with Devontae Smith, it would make more sense because Devontae Smith has track speed, but he's really a football player. I felt Ruggs was more of a track guy trying to play football.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. How do you feel about this quarterback class that you guys and everybody else in the country's beaten up and critiqued the heck out of this class? What are your thoughts on the quarterbacks?
You know what I think about all of it, though, what blows my mind, and we see it every year, and we see the mistakes that's made when everybody goes with their assessment of men in shorts instead of the assessment of men in uniform. It blows my mind, man. Every year, we watch these kids play all season long in football. We watch them play college football. And then all of a sudden, we get to these workouts, and people start shooting up the boards. So I say to myself, are you joking? So we're taking the man, we're taking your assessment of him in shorts over the assessment in uniform. Like Trubisky, he flew up the chart in the workouts. People were like, wait, remember what he did in uniform?
Right.
No, he flew up the chart in workouts. You bypassed what Deshaun Watson did in uniform, what you saw Patrick Mahomes do in uniform, and you went with what Trubisky did in shorts over that. And I'm telling you, we make the same mistake every year, and at the quarterback position more than any, and it blows my mind. Right now, we're seeing it happen now with Trey Lance and all of these guys, Zach Wilson, you know, because these guys have had phenomenal workouts, and they're blowing past guys like Justin Fields, who's had a phenomenal season, which I find always interesting, and I can't wait to see how it plays out.
Let me ask you about the guy at Florida that everybody's going, don't call him a tight end, he's just a receiver, and Kyle Pitts. What do you think of him from what you've seen? Not he did have a great pro day, but on tape.
Right. Well, now this is where it's okay to take your ass and go crazy. This is where it's okay. Right. Because it's played in shorts in a uniform. This is where it's okay. And now I know everybody's talking Atlanta, but I've always said, man, Miami, this is where Miami should be pointing. This is where Miami should be pointing. If they could get somehow, some way, to get the pitch, you know, it'd be a great gift to give to a young Tua. You know, Tua, I like Tua, and I know that the ownership like Tua in Miami because Tua has some of that Tom Brady in him in a sense that he likes playing the game inside out. If you can get him a tight end and get him a Kyle Pitts and let Tua and Pitt be what Tom and Gronk was for that team. Oh, my God, yeah. That could be something serious. And if I'm Miami, I know we always talk about we only move up to get quarterbacks. This is the one time that I will say if I can move up, if I got to move and give Atlanta something to move two spots to get that kid, I would absolutely look into that.
That's really interesting. A lot, by the way, we hear that a lot down here, too. A lot of people have said that. Hey, so I want to get your take on your Miami Hurricanes. Got a lot of Canes fans, and of course, we have the games here at 560. They got just about everybody back except a couple of pass rushers. What are your thoughts on how good the Canes can be this year?
You mean a couple pass rushers is about to be go real early in this draft.
Yeah, that's right.
It ain't like they just lose a pass rusher.
No,
they're
you're
losing the top pass rusher. Two of the top five pass rushers coming out and going in the draft right now, and those beasts. So you replacing that is no easy task. So you got to find somebody to get to the quarterback. And I hope they see this challenge that's before them and rise above all things that's in them. Right. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's a challenge that is before them right here. Even though Alabama has had this surge like no other over the last decade of football, Miami is still known for the history that it has placed, and it's going to be history versus history. History versus history, you know. And in these games, Joe, that's why I love the NFL around playoff times. They start talking about, this is when legends are made. These are the games
right.
that song holds true to. This is where legends are made. You can make a name in a game like this. That's why I said I want these guys to play above themselves and all that they got led on the line and shock the world.
Yeah,
shock the world.
Michael, you're right. You're talking about that Alabama game and that opener and having these guys back. Nobody wants to hear any excuses. Just go out and play your best football. Michael, I got to ask you about this one. You played at one of the most legendary parks of all time. You know, we talk about three first-round picks in South Florida, and we're going, wow, what a great year for high school football down here that all these guys are from down here. You were at Carter Park with Benny, Lorenzo, and Brian. The Blades brothers and Lorenzo White. It's amazing. Were you guys all at Carter Park at the same time?
Oh, yeah. We were all boys running around there now. Let's not forget also Mitch Richmond, who's NBA Hall of Famer. He was in that group, too. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So we were all hanging out, playing basketball, running around, playing football together. So we joke about that all the time. Because we were coming up now. Remember, you know, we lost Martin Luther King in 68. I was born in 66. So when we were coming up, that group is when they just started busting kids out because probably we need to segregate and everything and all of that. And we started. But if they'd have let all of us go to one school, we'd have all gone to Dillard High School.
Wow.
At the same time. And we always talk about that. Like, do you know what would have happened if we would have all gone to Dillard High School at the same time? It would have been insane. But, yeah, that was quite a group. So every time we get together, as a matter of fact, Mitch called me this weekend, and we were joking about that because every time around draft time, we always start talking about that. But those were great times.
Boy, it's amazing. Every time I go by there, I think of all you guys because I do run into Brian and Benny Blade sometimes. And I know you were part of that too. It's just incredible to have three guys from that group go in the first round, and Brian went in the second round. Of one group.
Early in the second rounder,
yeah.
Almost a first rounder, you know, right over there. And coach over there, man, we put computers over in the school for after school programs over at Carter Park. My foundation did for the kids, man, because I was that kid. I was a kid hanging out over there. Of course, we didn't have much. And so when all of us came back, we wanted to do things to help the kids that were coming after us. So, yeah, I was just there 2 weeks, about three weeks ago over at Carter Park. We had an event over there, so we still go over there.
Yeah, it's nice. It looks great over there. It really does. It's fantastic. Driving by it all the time. Hey, Michael, before I let you go, I don't know how you guys stay friends with Jerry Jones when he gets critiqued, and I'm being nice, about the Dak Prescott and stuff. How's that relationship with all you guys?
Oh, man, I love Jerry, man. Jerry's a good man. And Dak loves Jerry. I was just with Dak a couple of days ago. You know, Dak understands business is business. So when you try to tell people, when we're talking this kind of money, this deal's not going to get done. I keep telling people, listen, the deal won't get done until that slipper falls off Cinderella, until that carrot turns back into a pumpkin at the last hour. At the last hour, when you see Cinderella running back into this house in those old raggedy clothes and the gown has fallen off, then a deal will get done. Not one moment before that. That's how billionaires do business. That's just the bottom line.
Michael, it's great having you, man. Really appreciate it here before the NFL draft. Going to be a lot of fun. I know you're going to be part of that on NFL Network. Thank you, buddy, for finding time. It's always great talking to you. Thank you, Michael.
Always great talking to you, man. Good looking, buddy.
I'm ready for it all. Virtual draft party coming up this Thursday, 8 o'clock. Just check in, WQAM.com. I'm going to be going absolutely crazy. Speaking of going crazy, Greeny talking about the upcoming craziness that is the NFL with Jeff Saturday.
It is the highlight of me every week.
I could not enjoy anything more.
Buckle up. That and more on the way here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Hola, it's Dan Day. Got some good drinking music going in the background. Heck, Tuesday fun day. Usually when I get out of here at around 7:30, head to the Downtowner in Fort Lauderdale where I host Trivia Night. You're welcome to come. Come on, hit me up at Dan Day Radio on all the social medias if you need any details. If you ever need a good time, you got Greeny. Greeny gives you insight like nobody else can, especially when he has super guests like NFL legend Jeff Saturday talking about Sat Him Down and O-Lineman Scouting Report for the upcoming draft.
The great Jeff Saturday is with me here, and he was just we just spent 2 hours together on television. And Jeff, I hope that most of the people listening had a chance to see it. And for those who did not, I think that it has become my favorite thing we do on Get Up. Jeff does this feature called Sat Him Down, which is a play on his name, where he hands out pancakes for all the best pancake blocks. I enjoy watching them, but more than that, I enjoy watching the glee with which you deliver them. And then today we had another offensive lineman, Damian Woody, on, and I enjoyed watching him watch you do this. And so I guess I want to ask you the question, what does it feel like when you get one of these blocks? And again, for anyone who hasn't seen the segment, just imagine the defensive player just winds up flat on his back every single time. How would you describe, Jeff, what that feels like?
Chest beating, getting up, screaming, Hulk ripping the shirt. You know, all of that is in what you're feeling in that moment, Greeny. Like, there is not a better feeling when you completely break the will of another man and what he's trying to accomplish and physically dominate him and put him on. There is not a better feeling for an offensive line. And that's why you saw Big Wood. I mean, that face shines up, man, because we've all been there, and we live vicariously through what these guys are doing now, and it is so much fun. I love that you give me the opportunity, because it is the highlight of me every week. I could not enjoy anything more.
You know, at one point today, you spoke the following sentence on television, and I didn't have time to follow up on it, but you said, and I quote, "Nothing in the world feels better than finding a linebacker's ear hole." And I thought to myself, now, that's a fascinating thing for a person to say. But I saw it. You showed me a play. You showed me Quinn Meinerz, the offensive guard out of Wisconsin Whitewater, who was a mauler, just taking apart a linebacker by hitting him right in the ear hole, Jeff. And you loved it, and I'm not going to lie to you. I was sitting there. I was kind of afraid.
You should be. You should be afraid. Most people should be very afraid. Listen, there's so many, you know, we talk about techniques and fundamentals, but you really can't ever get into it on TV, and very rarely does anybody understand. But, like, comments like the ear hole and the V of the neck, like where the shoulder pad and the helmet come together, we call that the V of the neck. So there are little pinpoint triggers that you, as an offensive lineman, you try to find focus on in the middle of chaos, right? With players going across your face and do it. So when you can find focus and find that ear hole, and that guy steps up in the gap, and you saw Quinn Meinerz, I mean, he just obliterated. You saw the guy, right? He's coming from our left to right. He hits the guy. His left leg just buckles. And you heard Woody talk about it's like the folding up of a metal chair. That's what he's talking about. When you fold up a metal chair, that's what that linebacker looked like. All of a sudden, his body folded from the jolt of it. And you just, again, Meinerz just runs through him, dude. I'm telling you, it is. Nothing more exhilarating than that feeling.
I'm sure it is. It's something I'm absolutely certain I'll never know. That is a feeling I'm quite certain I'll never have. All kidding aside, like, I know you now for a long time. You are a mild-mannered, friendly, polite, just sweetheart of a man. How do you turn on a switch? What is it you do that just transforms you from that person when you walk over the lines to the person who is ear-holing, you know, linebackers and beating his chest and all the kinds of things you were describing? How does that transformation take place?
It's the outlet, Greeny. It is 100% the outlet, right? I tell people all the time, it is the violence that I'm allowed to participate in that's legal and for most part very safe, right? Like, it is as good. You cannot have a better release as far as physically conquering and dominating. But when I walked out, every time I went out and played,
that was my outlet. I'm not going to act like that off the field, right? I'm not an egomaniac when we're all walking around. But, man, when we walk in between those white lines, it is on. And there is nothing I enjoy more than competing athletically. And everybody knows what we signed up for, man. We're about to go at it, and we all got the same rules that we play by. Man, it is so much fun. And on all sports, but most importantly in football, when you can unleash physically on people that way, that is the outlet. You walk home, I can be nice because it's all out. You know what I mean, Greeny? I'm all good, man. I've left it all out there and enjoyed it while I did it.
Get a quick scouting report from you on a couple of players. So Penei Sewell from Oregon and Rashawn Slater from GoU Northwestern will both be high first-round picks in this draft. One way or another, both of them are going to be gone in the first 10 or 12 picks, let's say. The next offensive linemen or the next tackles in this draft, just because there are fans listening right now whose teams are going to take these guys, are Christian Darrisaw from Virginia Tech, yep, and Tevin Jenkins from Oklahoma State, who you would love the way you're describing it, because it was described to me once as though he plays as though everyone on the field insulted his family. He's got that kind of edge to him.
That's right.
Give me a quick, are those guys, if and I think the team I root for might take one of them, namely Jenkins, at 23. How excited should fans be if they're going to get those linemen?
Oh, they should be ecstatic. And add one to your list, Vera Tucker from USC as yep. well. Like,
the guard.
I think all three of those guys, they bring day one capabilities, right? They're going to walk in and they can get in a position and contribute to help you. Like you said, Jenkins plays with just a nasty disposition, which you really enjoy. I think Darrisaw potentially could be Washington football team's pickup. They have a fantastic D line. They really bolstered that over on that side. You know the way that Rivera likes to he wants to dominate in the trenches. So Darrisaw to Washington football team. The Steelers are going to need a guy as well. All of those players. Vera Tucker to me is probably more of a guard, but he's potential. He could bounce out and kind of do it all. But I think clearly all five of those guys, the Slater and the Penei Sewell that you mentioned early, all of those guys can contribute. And here's the thing that I've always told guys. The margin between them is not, it's really not as big as people think. Like the ceiling for Sewell is probably higher because of his athletic ability. But in the right system, all of those guys can flourish. And listen, the reason Slater's even in there is because of the versatility. You and I touched on that on TV today. But the versatility, and think about a team like Cincinnati who drafted Jonah Williams a couple years ago and they need offensive line help. He could play either tackle. He could play guard. So the options become unlimited, which means all you've done is made your team better. He's put his hand on the ground on both sides of the line of scrimmage at all the positions. So it's those kinds of things is where is the best fit. But all of those guys will definitely contribute.
Yeah, Rashawn Slater played right tackle in 2018, left tackle in 2019. Christian Darrisaw is an unbelievable story. He was ranked the 171st best offensive tackle in the country coming out of high school in Maryland. And now he's going to be a first-round pick in the NFL draft. So
it's
an amazing story with these guys. Jeff, I so enjoyed it today, as I always do. Thank you very much, my friend, and I will see you on the other side of this draft.
Sounds great, brother.
Greeny always gives you that good insight weekdays from 10 to noon right here on 560 The Joe in the afternoons. Maybe not always the insight you're looking for, at least when it comes to sports, but in life, no one leads you better than Hawk and Crowder.
How are you monitoring the situation, Solana?
Just call me Theo from now on, by the way. I'd like you guys to refer to me as Theo from now on.
Right. How can you forget Theo Solana? That and more next here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Five 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. How do you do? I am Dan Day. Get at me on social media. I've been making it interesting lately because I've had some idle time. Had the past couple of days off from the radio station. They said, thanks for your service. You've done too much, too many hours, so sit yourself at home. That's what I did. But oh yeah, I had some interesting times. Very good pictures on Instagram at Dan Day Radio. Facebook, got some music up there. Twitter. My hot messes of the day. Oh, yeah. Always exciting. At Dan Day Radio. It's kind of crazy like the Hawk and Crowder Show. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Right here on 560 The Joe. Nobody does it like them. And oh, they're doing it right now with T.O. Solana. Also, their draft day stories on this draft week. Remember our virtual draft party coming up Thursday, 8 o'clock. Just go to our website, WQAM.com, for the link. I'm going to be going absolutely crazy. Brian Flores has been going pretty crazy with all his moves and not going to fall for that banana in the tailpipe. No way.
Today might be a monumental show in Hochman and Crowder show history because it's possible our own Alejandro Solana becomes Tio Alejandro.
Oh, that's awesome, baby. You got loving on the way.
How about that? So, Solana's brother and sister-in-law are at the hospital, and there's a baby potentially on the way. And so Solana might become Tio Solana before the show is over. How are you monitoring the situation, Solana?
Just call me Tio from now on, by the way. I'd like you guys to refer to me as Tio from now on.
All right.
And
Very good.
I'm on it. I'm monitoring it the same way I monitor the weather every day. So you guys know I'm on it.
Put a little more effort into this one, Solana. Just some advice. A little more effort.
He is going to be one of those unctuous uncles that is a know-it-all parent, even without being a parent. Yeah. And he's going to do it in his smug little fashion. And, this guy. I mean, the niece or nephew. Is it a niece or nephew, Solana?
Nephew, Matias.
Matias is going to love him because Solana is not going to respect any parental boundaries. He is just going to come in like a tornado and do whatever he wants to do as Tio Alejandro. So
I already... I texted her, like, can you just hold it till tomorrow? Because I was looking at the celebrity birthdays today. Nothing really stands out to me today. Nothing really stands out. But tomorrow, there's some good celebrity birthdays. So I told you, hold it. Hold it for one
you
more
know
day.
I have to tell you, that's an underrated take because I didn't pay much attention to that at all. And lo and behold, my son, born on 420, Hitler's birthday and Columbine.
Mini
so it's
models.
Draft week here on the...
Mini Mazel, Solana. Heavy Mazel, Solana.
Yeah, man. So it's draft week here. So obviously we will monitor that. It is draft week here on the program, day two of draft week. This is absolutely our best week of shows. But we'll have our draft stories today as well. Today we'll have Randy McMichael and Gino Toretta. These are excellent stories. I mean, Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner, and he doesn't get drafted till the sixth or seventh round.
Yes.
Like, you talk about how, you were disappointed expecting to be a first round pick and you go in the third round. Imagine being a Heisman Trophy winner the season before and then you get to the draft and it's like, does anyone want me? You know,
crazy. Best college football player in the nation.
In the nation.
And there's 200 guys better than me. How does that work?
How does that work?
Yeah.
So Gino will tell us that story.
And Randy's is a movie scene. You can literally write a script off of Randy's story. Randy's is so funny.
Yep. He puts us in the front of that house, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
it's a great story. It's a great
story. Growing up in the bushes, I believe. Yeah. I won't reveal the details, but yes, it's an awesome story.
So here we go. Day two of draft week. I maintain the Heat should have rested their starters in the fourth quarter yesterday. Couldn't have gone any worse than it did playing the starters. If those were even starters, I don't know. Did Duncan Robinson, did he have a stomach bug or he just got sick at the way the Heat were playing, Solana, and started vomiting? What happened there? Panthers didn't have it last night and is what it is. So the Heat, I'm kind of coming to the conclusion that the Heat are kind of what their record says they are. I just don't know how you can get around that anymore. I overlooked some stuff. Like I just don't know how you can get around that anymore. They kind of are what their record is.
And we knew it before the trade. We knew they're a 500 team before the trade. That's why they traded. The problem in my mind, Hawk, to answer your question, Victor Oladipo is hurt.
Right,
He was supposed to be the X factor in this whole equation.
Trevor Ariza has been very good. Very impressed with him. Bielitsa doesn't seem to play much anymore. He played last night. And Dwayne Dedmon has been an impressive acquisition. But they're their record. They're their record. They're capable of beating any team on any night. And they're capable of losing to any team on any night. That's pretty much what a 500 team is.
You know that old Austin Powers, the mole on somebody's face and you can't stop looking at it?
Yeah.
Deadman's feet. When he is on the court, I stare at his feet like a face mole. It's weird. I can't get away from it.
All right, so let's get headlines here. Oh, this is excellent. Our friend Wilson made a great Photoshop of you in Terrell Owens. Photoshopped your head onto Terrell Owens and has you as T.O. Solana. T.O. Solana. That's excellent. Let's get headlines here with our own T.O. Solana.
I'm not sure if there's a Mount Rushmore of T.O.'s, but I think I've immediately been put on the Mount Rushmore of T.O.'s, Hawk.
No, absolutely not. It remains to be seen what transpires with you and your nephew.
I'm a way better uncle than you'll ever be, ever.
I'm a great uncle. I don't even bother talking to my nephews. I just Venmo them money all the time.
That's an approach. Goodness gracious. And your nephews, they're great. I've met them.
Yeah, they're good kids.
Yeah.
I've got two nieces as well. We're going to go see them this summer. I am. I'm a good uncle. Try to be a good uncle.
Your Uncle Venmo?
I think they may call me Uncle Venmo by my back.
So the Dolphins, they traded Eric Flowers to the Washington football team. It's a deal that involves a swap of late round picks. And for the Dolphins, it's going to save them $8 million in cap space, which Adam Beasley had tweeted earlier today, will probably allow them to not have to make any more moves prior to the NFL draft to then sign all of the picks that they'll select.
Man, I'll tell you, though, this Brian Flores has no problem moving on from players or coaches that he doesn't see as being the right person.
Bro.
Right?
And
I mean, quick, in and out.
I love it. People on the other side is that it's continuity. Keep them together. If you have a bad apple, throw it in the garbage. Like, I love what Brian Flores does with his coaching staff and players. I really have no problem with it.
I mean, dude flat out told us, I am not making any more changes to this coaching staff. And 19 people walked out of the door the next week.
Well, Chan Gailey forgot he was coaching. He has Alzheimer's. So I don't have a job.
Chances Chan Gailey is sipping on some tea right now. Sipping on some tea at home.
Like a Earl Grey?
Yes, Earl Grey. And he just took his vitamins and that helps it wash it down. Yeah.
So the Panthers yesterday, they lose 4-1. They got rocked by the Predators yesterday on the road. And bad news for Chris Drieger. Remember last week, guys, he missed a couple games. He was dealing with a lower body injury. It looks like he re-aggravated that injury. He left in the second period. So Bobrovsky came in to the game. And despite the Panthers outshooting the Predators, despite them having more saves than the Predators, they lost 4-1.
Yeah, it was just a bad game yesterday. I don't know how else to put it. Now, they can, once again, tonight, clinch the playoffs. The Panthers clinch a playoff berth. And by the way, there's no chance they're not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I know I've jinxed the Heat every time I've said something like that, but there's no chance the Panthers aren't making the playoffs. But the Panthers clinch a playoff berth if they beat the Predators tonight or if they get 1 point, so they tie by the end of regulation, and the Hurricanes defeat Dallas tonight. That's another way that they can get in. Winning in.
Yeah, and the bad news also yesterday, kind of piling on the Panthers, the Hurricanes, they came back. They were losing, and they came back and salvaged a point in overtime yesterday. So the Panthers have fallen 2 points back of the Hurricanes. And remember, Carolina has a two-game advantage over the Florida Panthers. Two games in hand.
Two games in hand, Panthers.
And the Heat, as we mentioned, a 110-102 loss versus the Chicago Bulls yesterday. Hawk jinxed this team again.
I did.
And I did. Of course, this is who dominated them, as he always does.
It's Bosa. It's Big Bosa.
Man, that dude, he is unstoppable, it seems like. Wow.
Against the Heat, he is, for sure. Yeah.
Man, Bam. That was. They had a nice little commanding lead there in the third quarter. Like, I'm not certain, you know, what exactly happened, but again, just a collapse.
Is Bam running out of juice because he has to do so much?
I don't know. How about Jimmy? Jimmy missing that little layup at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, that layup was that would have been a big deal.
They got to work so hard for these.
Yep.
You know, to get a lead like that, they work so hard.
Yep.
I was watching that fourth quarter and I was like, these boys don't look like. They should be out here right now. Like, he should be in a cold tub.
We discussed for a large part of the season, guys, Duncan Robinson, his future with the Miami Heat. Is he worth paying? I know we've kind of been up and down on that discussion, and maybe we'll get to it later on today or next week or whatever, but I think you have to pay Duncan Robinson. Like, at this point, this team cannot win games. They cannot keep leads when Duncan Robinson is not out there on the court.
Yeah, you need a knockdown three-point shooter. Yeah. And, you know, I was reading, I think it may have been Ira's column, where there's generally a star that does that, and we don't have one, right? That's not Jimmy's game. I mean, if you saw last night, it's definitely not Jimmy's game. And that's not Bam's game. So we don't have a star that does that. So they work hard for buckets, like you were just saying, Crowder. So if you have a guy that can get open and knock down threes, it's a luxury, but it's a needed luxury. And you're right. It's not Max Strus. And, you know, I'd keep them, but I also don't want to make the mistake of, you know, falling in love with guys, giving them gigantic salaries. I mean, we've been through this the last few seasons, right, Solana? Everybody from Deion Waiters to Hassan Whiteside, where it was like, yeah, we love this guy, Tyler Johnson. I mean, Tyler Johnson got a massive salary, fall in love, and then it's like, okay, what are we doing here?
Yeah, you don't want to fall for the banana and the tailpipe.
Excellent reference by you. That was great. I feel like I'm doing the show with a contemporary. Look at you.
Was that 48 hours?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not going to fall for the banana of the tailpipe.
I think your Bill Clinton might be better.
That's Eddie Murphy doing the white cop or doing the white guy. I'm not going to fall for the banana of the tailpipe.
It's trash. You'll have to work on that.
It is not. What are you talking about? I mean, it's dead on.
You're
not going to fall for the banana of the tailpipe. It's exactly what he does.
The Marlins yesterday, they beat the Brewers 8-0. This Trevor Rogers, I mean, T-Rod is on fire.
I'm on fire because that impersonation is dead to the rights of the because it's not Axel Foley. It's Axel Foley doing a white guy. I did it perfectly.
So a white dude doing a black dude doing a white guy voice.
You're not going to fall for the banana of the tailpipe?
That is Hawk and Crowder right there giving you analysis on sports, life, everything. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Like a family member with those guys. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Okay, the other night, the Heat stunk up the joint, got beat by the Bulls. But previously on Saturday, I was here at the radio station working the Heat game. I was excited because they did beat the Bulls one of the two games over the weekend. So let's relive the glory of Saturday night where the Heat held on to beat the Bulls.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
He's going to go all the way to the basket. Now he decides to kick it on the wing. Duncan looking for three in a row. Got another one, Duncan Robinson. Oh, it likes these rims. There's no doubt about it. And the Heat on top 14-6 with 4 minutes gone by here in the first period. He'll drive into the paint. And a little hook shot run. Missed. Good rebound. Deadman put back inside. Lovely job, Deadman, following Nunn all the way in, looking for that miss just in case. Three by Iguodala. Iguodala with his second tray of the ball game to breathe some life maybe in the offense by Miami. Bam, inside to Butler. Off the glass. Got it to go. Jimmy comes back and scores. 99-92 Miami. 4 minutes remaining. 5-point lead Miami. Heat hanging on. Now to Bam out on that, where else, right wing against Vucevic. Bam, pass inside, Robinson under the basket, got it to go, and he is fouled. Misses, rebound Vucevic, and that is going to be the ball game. Well, that'll make you sweat, Ruth, a game like this after leading by 24 in a really, really tough second half for Miami. Final score, Miami 106, Chicago 101.
Hopefully I can start putting together more packages like that if the Heat just start winning. Oh, man, this has been a back-and-forth season. Ride or die. Same thing with the Pelicans. The Pelicans blew out the Clippers the other night. I don't know why people aren't talking more about the Clippers being kind of, they're all over the Nets. But nonetheless, it's just an up-and-down season, it seems, for everybody. But I ride or die with the Pelicans, ride or die with the Heat, ride or die with all the teams here in South Florida and in South Louisiana. Those are my two ride or dies. Hopefully you're riding and dying with me. Actually, that doesn't sound right. Hopefully you're riding with me all the time. Remember, you can always find me on social media at Dan Day Radio. Download the podcast for this show or any of the shows. Go to our website, WQAM.com. You can go to the Audacy app, AUDACY, or wherever you get your podcast for absolutely free. I am running out of here Tuesday nights, 7:30. I'm at the Downtowner in Fort Lauderdale hosting trivia. You're invited to come by, answer some trivia questions, win some prizes, drink some beer, have a great time. More details, once again, at Dan Day Radio on all the social medias. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine yards. Hopefully we cover the whole nine yards for you, and hopefully we'll do it again tomorrow. Let's do it again tomorrow, right here, around 6 o'clock, let's say. 560 to Joe, Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.